Robot or not, robot or not.
Hey, when I was a kid, I was obsessed with a little black box that runs around in the Death Star in Star Wars. Is that a robot?
Mouse droid.
So is that a robot?
All I know about mouse droids is that they run underfoot on the Death Star. It seems like all the other droids, it is shown to have, a little bit of a personality, to be scared that things are going to step on it and to go about its business. Its intelligence is probably pretty low, but I'm going to say it looks like a just very small droid, and so it qualifies as a robot.
I like in the Robot Chicken, they have that joke where they cut to the inside of the mouse droid and it's being driven by a mouse. I like that.
That would change the equation.
It would. Then it's not a robot. It turns out it's a vehicle driven by a mouse who's very upset because people keep trying to step on it. But if it's just a little droid, then it's a robot. It's just a very small robot that doesn't look like a person.
It looks like a very inexpensive to assemble and make move around prop from a movie from 1977.
It's
kind of shaped like canine.
It's
so.
A remote control car with a lunchbox on it.
Yeah, well, again, canine. You put a dog head on that thing, you've got a mini canine.
Yep. R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Already covered. Certainly robots.
Okay, so they're robots. Star Wars terminology droids, but they're robots. What I wanted to ask is, what's the deal with droid rights in Star Wars? They turn C-3PO off at various points.
We don't serve their kind here. Robot discrimination.
Yeah, so what... Everything we are given in Star Wars leads us to believe that droids are sentient. And yet they are really not treated, even by our heroes, they're not really treated with full... sentient beings.
Because they were created to serve people, to do a job, whether it be Astromech Protocol or whatever. Like all that, the droids in Star Wars are named after their job, more or less. Like even the mouse droid is like a repair droid or something or whatever. Like they have
jobs on mice.
They all ostensibly have a job to do, and are designed to do that job. Maybe in silly ways, like as if the astromech droid is going to be repairing your ship with a little arm, as long as the damage to your ship is within the little arm's reach of where you have the droid installed. So it's all kind of silly, and the protocol droid looks shiny, looks like a person, kind of acts like a butler or whatever. Again, why do you need a droid for that anyway? They're all named after their jobs, and so yeah, they're treated like tools. And I don't know if it's like that these tools have enough, like they're not actually AI. They have things that seem like intelligence, but the people who've been living around them their whole life realize it's just a trick. They're not actually intelligence. In the same way that Siri, like that a little kid might think Siri is, Siri is my friend, but we all know Siri is a series of canned phrases and, new stuff is added all the time to try to make it seem like it has a quick answer for the current pop culture thing or whatever. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. we don't treat Siri like it's intelligence, even though it can fool a 3-year-old. And so maybe it is the case that everyone living in the universe knows that the droids aren't really intelligent. And only we as the, stand-ins for the 3-year-olds here think they are. But yeah, they totally act like completely intelligent things. And I don't, Star Wars does not take on AI at all. It's not that kind of series. It's not hard sci-fi. So it is a little bit weird, but when they turn off C-3PO, we know they're not killing him. It is taking away his agency to say, we get to turn you off. But it's kind of the same way that when someone is panicking in an action movie that the hero punches them to knock him out and we're all relieved when that's over. Are they treating him like less than a human? Kinda. You're kind of like punching him because he's annoying. It's not the best way to handle it, but that's how I think, the switching off C-3PO to get a moment of peace out of him.
I don't know. There's the slavery subtext, though, that this is a class. And again, I'm going back to Star Trek because there's that episode, The Measure of a Man, where they argue that Data should not be... That down this path of him being treated as property and not a sentient being leads to slavery, because you could make more of him and you'd own all of them and you could tell them what to do. And in Star Wars, I do have occasional moments, and I know it's not that kind of series, but I have those moments where I think, they shouldn't just be able to pick up R2-D2 and C-3PO and sell them to somebody.
And they have the restraining bolt, right? I mean, they have the thing that, like, the idea that if left to their own devices, these robots would choose not to do this, so there are, like, you know, virtual chains holding them in place.
Yeah, they're slaves.
Yeah, although that goes by, I mean, they're property, and then they're property with enough intelligence that they don't want to be property, so you've got the restraining bolts to keep them there. That kind of goes by the wayside, in the same way that the big circular set-to-stun thing they shoot Princess Leia with in the beginning of A New Hope.
Right.
You don't really see that weapon again anymore.
But Owen, you know, Owen's like, take those droids to Anchorhead and get their memory wiped. So
yeah,
maybe it's just that when you're out on the frontier and you're out in the you know, in the countryside, attitudes toward droids aren't quite as enlightened as they are in the fancy galactic core. Maybe
But like you said, like there's a range, you know. So the back to tank droid that, you know, patches Luke up after the Wampa attack in Empire, there are conversations with it. They talk about getting the equipment off the base, and, you know, but that one seems like less of a, not the sharpest tack. Like, he is not C-3PO level intelligence, but is it just because there's a different program there, or is it a worse program? But Luke talks to him like he's a person, and they have small talk and chit chat, but yeah, it's, I don't know, it's really confusing. This is a question that Star Wars is not prepared to delve into, so, well, I guess we just all accept the robots as background.
Robot.